الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, welcome to another episode of our series. Alhamdulillah, we've been learning a lot. We've been mentioned a lot of signs of the hour, signs of Judgment Day. And in every episode, as you know, we provide authentic information about one sign of Judgment Day. Now, sometimes such incidents occur in our world which are so destructive and bloody that we are compelled to call them and refer to them as a minor Judgment Day. For example, when a huge disaster occurs, people say, they heard saying that this is like a scene of Judgment Day. Now, just think, when the circumstances before Judgment Day are so dreadful, then what will the Day of Judgment be like itself? The terrors of that day, Allahu Akbar. We seek refuge in Allah Almighty. May Allah Almighty safeguard all of us from the tribulation of Judgment Day. It is a fact that before Judgment Day, such people will appear who will be very strong. And nobody will have or possess enough power to fight them. They will drink all the water present on the earth. They will eat up all the crops and fruits, and they'll ruin and destroy whatever appears in their path, whatever comes in their way. Now, we've been hearing about this nation, this ferocious nation, since our childhood. And this is the topic of today's episode as well. Yes. Ya'juj and Ma'juj. So stay tuned, inshallah, we're going to discuss many interesting and amazing facts regarding Gog and Magog. Who are they? What do they look like? Where do they live? When will they appear? And much more, inshallah. Now, dear viewers, four such kings have passed in the world who ruled the entire world during their reign. Meaning they ruled across the world. Two of them were Muslims, and two were non-Muslims. The non-believers were Namrud and Bakht Nasr, whereas the two Muslims were Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam and Dhul Qarnayn. Now, what was the actual name of Dhul Qarnayn? His name was Sikandar. He was one of the descendants of Sayyidina Sam bin Nuh alayhi salam, and the only son of an elderly woman, and was the maternal cousin of Sayyidina Khizr alayhi salam as well. He embraced Islam on the hands of Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam and remained in his company for many years. Now, make a note that he was not a prophet, but a pious individual whom Allah Almighty had granted his closeness, his wilaya. Now, three journeys of Sayyidina Dhul Qarnayn radiyallahu anhu have been stated in the Holy Quran, Surah Kahf, to be precise. He had three tremendous journeys, and we're going to relate those three journeys to you, which are fascinating and wonderful. Now, the story of the first journey is that it is written in ancient books that a person from the descendants of Sayyidina Sam bin Nuh alayhi salam, he will drink water from the fountain of youth, and hence he will not die. Therefore, Dhul Qarnayn radiallahu anhu traveled towards the west, and he was also accompanied by Sayyidina Khizr alayhi salam. Now, Sayyidina Khizr alayhi salam reached the fountain of youth and also drank its water. But it was not in the destiny of Dhul Qarnayn radiallahu anhu to do so. So he could not reach the water of youth. He did not drink from that water. Now, the journey was ongoing in towards the west, and whilst walking, he reached such a place. Now, because the sun sets in the world, he reached a place where it was the end of the world. At sunset, the scene that he would see, subhanAllah, it was as if the sun was submerging in a black spring. For example, when people are on a voyage, they think that the sun is sinking in the sea. Now, he had reached so far in the west that it was like the end of the world. But he met a strange group of people there who were dressed in animal hides, and they had no other dress on their bodies besides this, no other garment. Now, they would eat dead sea animals and had no food besides this. Nasir al-Qarnayn radiyallahu anhu invited them towards the religion, meaning Islam. Now some of them embraced Islam, whereas others battled with him, and finally they were overpowered. Now thereafter, his second journey began. Now that journey was towards the east, and while continuously traveling, he reached such a place where the sun rises. Now he saw that there was a nation who had no buildings and houses. Their condition was that when the sun would rise, they used to go into the caves under the ground, and after sunset, they would come out of the caves and go out in search of their livelihood. Sayyidina Dhul-Qarnayn radiyallahu anhu also invited these people to Islam. Some of them embraced Islam, whereas others remained obstinate and they battled with Sayyidina Dhul-Qarnayn radiyallahu anhu. However, he subdued them as well. Anyhow, then he set out for his third journey towards the north until he reached Saddain, i.e. between two mountains. And its inhabitants used to speak an odd and strange language. Communicating with them was very difficult. Communicating with them was done through gestures. They complained to Sayyidina Dhul-Qarnayn radiyallahu anhu about the oppression of Gog Magog and asked him for help. They asked him to safeguard them from these oppressors. Arabians, who were Gog Magog? They are a mischievous group from the descendants of Yafis bin Nuh alayhi salam. And they are large in number. Now Gog Magog, they are from the offspring of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and within them there are males as well as females, men and women. If any of them dies, he leaves 1,000 descendants or more behind. Meaning their descendants are also so large in number, and the level of their growth, the speed of their growth, Allahu Akbar. These people are dangerous fighters, ferocious, barbaric and savage, and they live like animals. In spring, they come out of their caves, they eat up all the crops and vegetables and take dry things with them. They eat humans and wild animals, even snakes, scorpions, chameleons, and every small and large animal. So the people, they implored Sayyidina Dhul-Qarnayn radiyallahu anhu to safeguard them from the oppressions of Gog Magog. And in return, he could take some money from them as well. Now Sayyidina Dhul-Qarnayn radiyallahu anhu, he replied, "I have a lot of things granted by Allah Almighty. Meaning I've been granted a lot by Allah Almighty. I do not need your wealth, but help me with your physical strength." So the excellent work that Sayyidina Dhul-Qarnayn radiyallahu anhu carried out was that he had a massive and deep foundation dug between the two mountains. They dug quite deeply, and so much that water gushed forth from the earth. And then he affixed stones onto it of molten copper, and iron planks were fixed on the top and at the bottom, and wood and coal were filled between them, and then it was set on fire. Now the wall was built as high as the peak of the mountain. And it was so sturdy, so firm, because it had molten copper in it, that it had now turned into a strong and sturdy wall. And as well, I just mentioned, it was built as high as the peak of the mountain. Now at present, we refer to it as a concrete wall, but that was, you can say, even stronger than it, even stronger than concrete as well. Now what happened? Gog Magog, they're on the other side of this great wall, whereas on this side are the people of the nation. It's mentioned in hadith that Gog Magog, they break the wall every day. They're trying to demolish the wall. But what happens after working hard the whole day in trying to break the wall, when they come close to breaking it completely, one of them says, "Let's go now, we'll break it tomorrow." But this is the greatness of Allah Almighty, that the next day the wall becomes stronger than before. And it's intact again. Meaning all of the previous day's work gone to waste. Now, when the time of breaking the wall comes the next day, again, one of them says, "Let's go now, we will break it later." And the same happens the next day. This goes on. This will continue. But there will come a day, whenever Allah Almighty has willed, that they will come out just before Judgment Day. So one of them will say, "If Allah Almighty wills, we will demolish the wall tomorrow." He'll say, "Inshallah." And when they will come the next day, the wall will be in the same state as they left it in the previous day. And this is the virtue of saying, inshallah. That virtue of saying, inshallah, will appear, and then the wall will be demolished. And thereafter, they will emerge. Now, it's the overview of the saying of the Prophet ﷺ that Judgment Day will not occur until Gog Magog appear. Dear viewers, before I go ahead, let me tell you what the world will be deprived of before Gog Magog will emerge. It'll be quite a strange time. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he relates that Allah Almighty has made 5 rivers flow from paradise. Number 1, Jihun. Number 2, Sihun. Number 3, Tigris. Number 4, Euphrates. And number 5, the Nile. Now, these 5 rivers, they come from the same spring. And Allah Almighty kept that spring of paradise in trust inside the mountains through Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, and made these rivers flow on the earth from the mountains, from which people are gaining several benefits. Now, when it will be the time of Gog Magog's emergence, Allah Almighty will send Sayyiduna Jibreel ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam to the earth. And he will raise 6 things from the earth. People will be deprived of these 6 things. Number 1, the Holy Quran. Number 2, all sciences. Yes, all knowledge will be raised. Number 3, Al-Hajar al-Aswad, the black stone. Number 4, Maqam Ibrahim. Number 5, the treasure chest, the box of Musa alayhi salam. And number 6, the aforementioned 5 rivers that we've just mentioned the names of. These will be raised as well. So these 6 things will be erased, and people will become completely deprived of these blessings. Now, what will that time be like, dear viewers? Just think. Now, perhaps a question could arise in someone's mind. What will Gog Magog look like? What will their faces be like, their appearance? What will their eyes and hair be like? Now, the answer to this has been mentioned in a hadith, that Gog Magog will have broad faces, small eyes, and thick hair. Now, Gog Magog will emerge when Sayyiduna Isa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam will have killed Dajjal. Alhamdulillah, we have covered the arrival of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam in a separate episode as well. And an episode on Dajjal has also been presented. Now, after Dajjal's killing, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam will be commanded by Allah Almighty to lead the Muslims to Mount Tur, because such people are about to appear that nobody will have the strength to fight. And then Gog Magog will emerge. Dear viewers, the emergence of Gog Magog, a strange turmoil will occur in the world after the emergence. And things will become very dangerous. They'll be so abundant that when their first group will pass through the Tabariya Lake, and this is a huge sea, the length of which is about 10 miles, but they will drink its water and make it dry in such a way that when the second group will arrive, they'll be astonished and say that there has never been any water here. All the water will be finished. This is indicating the size of the group. Now, when they will be free after causing fitna, turmoil and bloodshed in the world, they will obliterate all the people. Muslims will be on Mount Tur with Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. So they will say, we have killed the people of the earth. Now let us kill the dwellers of heaven. Allahu Akbar. After saying this, they will shoot their arrows towards the heavens. But look at the omnipotence, the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when their arrows will fall down from heaven, they'll be bloodstained. So Gog Magog will be indulged in these acts. On the other hand, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, together with his companions, will be present at the mountain. Now, at that time, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam will pray with his companions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a specific type of insect which will inflict the necks of Gog Magog, and all of them will die at once. After their death, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam will climb down the mountain, and he will observe, he will see that the entire earth is filled with their corpses. Meaning, there will be so many corpses on the earth that not even a hand span of space will be left empty on the earth. And there will be stench, this foul smell everywhere. And reviews, how can someone bury so many corpses, and where will they be taken? Look at the greatness of Allah Almighty, that by virtue of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam's prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send such birds whose necks will be as big as a camel. They will pick up the dead bodies of Gog Magog and take them away. Where will they take them? Wherever Allah Almighty wills. The punishment of their oppression and wrongdoings will not finish yet. No. Remember, this is the punishment which will be inflicted on them in the world. They'll be afflicted with painful torment in hell as well. Because they will have done a lot of sins, a lot of crime they will have carried out. Firstly, they will have brought about extreme oppression, wrongdoings and massacre. Secondly, they did not embrace Islam either. Whereas our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to invite them to embrace faith. Yes, says Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the night of Mi'raj, Allah Almighty sent me to invite Gog Magog to embrace Islam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I went to them and called them to Allah azza wa jal and invited them to worship Him. But they refused my invitation. They declined. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, they will enter hell with the disobedient servants of Allah Almighty and the offspring of Shaytan. Now, after their killing, the earth will become filled with peace, calm and blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounties will be so abundant that it is mentioned in narrations that after their killing, it will rain on the earth so heavily that the earth will be smoothed and the earth will be commanded to produce its fruits and bring forth its blessings. And heaven will be commanded to pour its blessings. So there will be such great blessing that one pomegranate will be eaten by an entire group, subhanAllah. And milk will have such blessings within it that the milk of one she-camel will suffice a whole group. And the milk of a cow will suffice a whole tribe. And goat's milk, the milk of a goat, will suffice an entire family. Everything will have blessings in it. Now, dear viewers, from this incident, this entire incident of Gog Magog, one thing to consider, that the end of those who cause massacre, bloodshed, turmoil on the earth is nothing but destruction. Allah Almighty has the power to obliterate oppressors all at once, but He often gives them a chance, gives them respite, so that they repent, and so that they can gain salvation from hell. Anyhow, before we end our program, let me tell you the speciality of our series, that with every sign of Judgment Day, we also tell you whether this sign has occurred or not. Yes. So dear viewers, Gog Magog will appear in the end of times, after the descent of Sayyiduna Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. We pray to Allah Almighty that may He enable us to act upon the teachings of the beautiful religion of Islam. Inshallah, join us next time in another episode where we'll be discussing another sign of the hour, a sign of Judgment Day. Until then, remember us in your prayers.